Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Former President Trump once again will be headed back to the White House. He has secured enough electoral votes to be president once again. That's the big news today. But the other big news, it's National Nacho Day, and we need to give that some attention to.
I love nachos.
That is a day that I can jump into for sure, a celebration.
Listen, it's one of my favorite things because it's kind of become an actual course, you know, when you go to eat as opposed to a side dish.
So joining us, it's Alex P. Taylor, otherwise known as the Nacho King. And you can find him online at alexptaylor.com. Alex, you put out a whole article about the most unique nachos in every single state. And I thought it would be so funny for you to come on with Chef Plum and just compare food stuff.
Why are you trying to start fights?
I'm not starting fights.
No, we're friends.
I mean, friends.
All right, Alex, tell us about all the things we need to know about nachos.
Did you know the global nachos market is valued at nearly $1.6 billion?
Wow. How do we measure the global? That's crazy. That seems like a wild number to try to measure.
That's because people are eating corn chips
everywhere. Yeah. So this was off of Market Research Future. So nachos are kind of a big deal.
And one of my favorite things, and I ate a lot of nachos last night when the election results were coming in. So go ahead, tell us, what are the most unique ones that you've seen?
This is the stuff I want to hear.
Yes.
Well, so, you know, there's so many all across the United States. So Arizona, a place called Diego Pops, has Brussels sprout nachos. Florida, one of my favorites in Key West, has Pepe's Cuban nachos, which uses plantain chips.
Yeah, I've had nachos like that.
Tortilla chips.
That's fantastic.
I love it. Every time I go to Key West, I get those all the time. In Illinois, we have pot roast nachos at a place called Ditka's. In Mississippi, we have crawfish nachos.
I wish last night during the election, we could learn more about the nachos of each state versus where their electoral votes were going.
And this list could go on. So this is, I mean, just a super fun list of creative and unique toppings that have been inserted to create a nacho fusion, if you will.
All right. So a nacho king versus chef. What do you think is the number one thing that should never be on your nachos? Alex, what do you think?
Well, I think anything's possible with nachos because it's a great vehicle. But I'd be curious, Chef Plum, you know, do you have something you don't like in terms of toppings that, you know, would be like a personal no-no for you?
Black olives out of a can. They have no business being in this world, much less on top of something that is delicious and unbelievable. Now, secondarily, if it's supposed to be cold, I want it to be cold. Don't put something like salsa all over nachos or pico de gallo all over nachos and then put it in your broiler and get it warm. It ruins it for
me.
Totally, it means
gross.
You don't care. If you don't care, then I don't care. See how fired up? I'm standing up right now, Anna.
Totally. I get you 100%.
There we go. But canned black olives. Keep them off of there.
I love canned black olives.
Anna.
I love them so much.
When you were a kid, did you put those on your fingers, the whole ones?
When I was a kid, Alex, I have them here, and I will do it.
She's doing it right now.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah. I just want to point out, this is still the same person I've been trying to teach how to cook rice for 15 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, the lessons can continue through life, and that's the whole point. We live, we learn, and we grow. So,
all right, find Alex at alexptaylor.com. You can follow him on Insta, too, and check him out if you're loving nachos as much as we do.
Happy National Nachos Day, everybody.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.